KUOW is the record. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in today. Last month, the Seattle Times reported a story from Southwest Washington about how immigrant neighbors were disappearing from a county that voted for Donald Trump. The reporter, Nina Shapiro, told us how neighbors were reacting.
You know, I talked to one employer who said it's like a storm. It's like, you know, ICE will come in one minute and take someone and they're gone and there's no warning. So there's just this sense like someone could disappear at any moment.
Well, last week, Nina got word that one of the undocumented immigrants in her story, Baltazar Aburto Gutierrez, had been arrested by federal immigration authorities. When the ICE agents picked him up, they reportedly told him, "You're the one from the newspaper." Gutierrez is awaiting a hearing at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, and Nina Shapiro is here to talk with us again. Nina, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
The man you interviewed was granted anonymity in your story. How did ICE find him?
Well, this was sort of unusual circumstances in that I was interviewing him about his longtime girlfriend's arrest. So ICE was familiar with her case. She was arrested in a very unusual way. She was selling a homemade piñata online. Someone answered the ad, supposedly interested in the piñata, when she went to meet this person. Two ICE agents were waiting for her. And I also named who that person was. She's now in Mexico. So it's very clear what this case was. As well, ICE agents actually met this gentleman at the time because the agents walked their kids back to him to deliver them to him to take care of them while she was detained.
How are this man's children doing? What do we know about them?
They're in Mexico with their mom, and as far as I know, they're doing well.
ICE did some detective work. Why is it so rare? Why does that never happen?
I can't answer that. I think generally there is an understanding that the newspaper plays a role of providing information. We're a free press. Just like law enforcement doesn't go after reporters, generally speaking, law enforcement typically does not go after sources. To my knowledge, I can't say definitively that that doesn't happen. I have not encountered that before.
Well, for example, President Obama deported millions of people. Are we assuming this is unique to the Trump administration or not?
Well, so I want to be clear. As you're saying, President Obama deported millions of people. Arresting people and deporting them is not something that's unique to the Trump administration. And in fact, even though the numbers have picked up somewhat, they're still not at the level they were under the beginning of the Obama administration. So let's just be clear about that. What is unusual in this case is the fact that the newspaper may have been involved in some way in ICE's decision to go after this gentleman. And so apparently, as you said, an ICE agent actually mentioned the newspaper as they were arresting this individual, according to him. So that's something that, of course, is very troubling for us.
How did you react when you heard about this arrest?
It was very, very upsetting. Very upsetting. Not because ICE doesn't have the ability to pick up people who are illegally here. Of course they do. But as a reporter, you never want to feel like someone is being penalized for talking to you. Our role is to provide information. It's not to endanger any of our sources. For instance, people who have received DACA, young people who are here.
These are childhood arrivals.
Childhood arrivals, typically brought here by their parents. They don't often talk about the fact that they're DACA recipients, and so you might not realize that they're at school with you, that they might be a fellow employee. You know, there are lawyers, students, tech workers. They're in all sorts of places you might not realize. So they have felt it's very important to get their story out. Are there risks in doing so? Yes, there are. And people need to be aware of those risks, just as they need to be aware of the benefits of making the broader public aware of who these people are.
Have you tried to speak to your source, the man who was arrested?
I have spoken to him. Yeah.
What did you say to one another?
Well, he described to me what the agents said to him when they arrested him. We went over it very carefully. I was working with one of my colleagues who speaks Spanish to make sure that we understood this, which we reported. He You know, he certainly didn't seem to blame me or the paper, but he, of course, was worried about his situation. He was worried about his girlfriend who's back in Mexico. He continued to be the source of financial support for his family, his girlfriend and his children. So he was worried about that. They were worried. We later talked to his girlfriend in Mexico. She was, you know, very upset, of course, about that as well. So, and then, of course, we talked about the risks and benefits of continuing to report the story and asked him if he wanted to go ahead with it, and he did.
He didn't blame you, but you said you felt sick. I mean, did he try to put you at ease? What, did you have a conversation about that?
No, it's not his responsibility to put me at ease. I'm concentrating on his situation and continuing to report the story. You know, again, it's always very troubling when somebody might be endangered because of what we wrote or because somebody talked to us. That's not the way you ever want to feel. At the same time, you want to get a story out. You want to let people know whatever government tactics might be involved, who's being affected. That's part of our job. And so we talked about that carefully.
Why does an undocumented immigrant say anything besides no comment to a reporter, given possible risks?
Well, I think for the same reason that I was talking to you about DACA recipients, I think they want to tell people who they are. You know, in this case, as we talked about the last time I came here, we're dealing with people in Pacific County, which is in Southwest Washington, an area of the state that revolves largely around the shellfish industry. And that industry is dependent on immigrant workers, both living legally here and illegally here. And so this gentleman, like many of the people there, had been living there for years and years. So he had been in Pacific County for like 15 years. You know, many of the people who are there, some of whom are now being detained, were key employees, were heads of their crew. Their employers really depended on them and feel like if these workers go, that their industry may be at risk as well. So I can't speak for why they want to get their stories out, but I imagine that they want to let people know who they are.
Has this been national news, international news?
There has been enormous interest in this story, and especially in Mexico, which has been interesting. So I know of at least three or four newspapers that ran a story about his arrest and possible retaliation. I know Univision and another Mexican TV station also ran stories. A lot of interest, and I think there's obvious concern among Mexicans, both living in Mexico and here, about what this might mean, about talking to the press, about the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico. I think it's being seen as one further point of tension between the two countries at a time when there is already quite a bit of tension.
Do you think this will change your immigration reporting going forward?
I don't know that it will. I think, again, those risks and benefits are there. And I think there are still very, very important stories to tell about what's going on in terms of immigration and in terms of immigration enforcement.
We've been talking with Nina Shapiro, reporter at the Seattle Times. Last month, she wrote a story about deportations in Pacific County. Last week, ICE arrested one of the men featured in the story. They told him they were arresting him because he had been in the newspaper. Nina Shapiro, thank you for coming back and telling us more of the story.
Thanks for having me.